Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. I'm Reverend Sharon Hill, and it is Monday at noon, every Monday at noon, pretty much every Monday at noon. I didn't have it last week. You can tell my voice is still wobbly, but at least I have a voice this week, so we'll see how things go. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for calling in. If you would like to call in today to get a spot reading or have your question answered, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. We are also broadcasting Facebook Live on Rev. Sharon Hill at 4th Street Medium. And you can find the video there. I'm not able to see it or see the comments while we're live on the radio. I'll just let you know that. I will respond to your comments, though, afterward. Bear with me as my voice, I said, is a bit wobbly here, and we will do our best to get through everything. I'm feeling fine. It's just a little bit rough in the voice area. So I'll let you know that too. For those of you who have tuned in before, you know we start with the topic of the week or question of the week, and this week is no different. Today's topic, and it will be a brief topic, and what's been coming up a lot, there was a comment posted on my Facebook page, and what's coming up this week has been, you know, are mediums born or are they made? Is it possible to learn mediumship if, in fact, you're not born a what we would call natural medium? Some people believe very strongly that mediums are born and that's it. And, you know, I would like to discuss this a bit. There are some things to consider. While it's true that mediums were not really wired like other people, and what I mean by that is the hard wiring of the nervous system. Our nervous system really is different than the majority of the population. We are wired a bit different. But having said that, what we know from the study of neurolinguistic programming and neurophysiology is that when we understand how it is we are wired, and we understand that what mediumship is about learning to receive and understand the language of the impressions we're being given for our clair audience is clear hearing in the sixth sense, our sixth sense of sight, clairvoyance, our sixth sense of smell, clairolfaction, our sixth sense of feeling, clairessence, clairsentience, where we feel what is present in and around us. We are the receivers, as if a radio receiver. We take the information that is present in and around us, and we learn to translate that, literally translate it to information that makes sense. So it'll be learning signs, symbols, meanings of colors, and through the practice of working with your own intuition, you can get quite a dictionary going to understand the language of spirit within yourself. And so that's a big piece, and that can be learned. It's about the awareness and paying attention to, and then learning what it means over time through experience. And anyone can do that. I liken it to people who, you know, about in the fourth grade, you're going through school here in the USA, you know, everyone plays the flutophone or recorder, however you want to call it, a little plastic flute where you learn the basics of music and you play little tunes, and absolutely everyone in the regular classes will have this experience so that you're introduced to music. And what we find through that process is some people are really good at it and some people not so much. There are also some people who really like it and some people not so much. They don't have any interest in doing that. And some people really love it and it inspires them to go on and play another instrument, to learn music, to learn something musical, and to understand and develop that within themselves. So we all have these abilities, and some people, you know, there's always that spectrum. And again, just like a natural athlete, what we call natural athlete, you can see them very young, kids who are very coordinated. You know, they just have a sense of rhythm, timing, coordination. You can see it's just built right in. That's essentially who they are. This will be called natural. They have natural athletic ability, natural coordination, natural motor skills, and it just is something inherent within them. We call that a natural ability. And you see many, many children going through school, you know, will play sports of all different kinds. And the sports vary in interest. You know, some people like football, some volleyball, some people play table tennis or badminton. It doesn't matter what the sport is. Some people are drawn to play sports. Some people, not so much. Some people love to watch sports and they get a sense of what that is. But some people, not so much. And, you know, so there's that element of interest. But then for those who decide to play, you know, there are those people who are going to be really good, those children, and who are really good at it, natural, if you will, and those not so much. We notice that everyone gets better with practice, or usually that's the case. Sometimes a lot of practice makes people quit, and sometimes it makes them excel. So again, it's about the willingness and the inherent ability within, and we go on to develop that, our athletic ability over time. And some people end up with college scholarships to play sports. Maybe they played in high school. They may be number one in their high school, much like a valedictorian. And then you go to college and you're in a bigger pool, right? Now, maybe you're not the smartest one. Maybe you're not the best one. And so the development continues. You learn more and more as you continue to grow and develop until you excel. And some people out of college then may be drafted to the pros. But again, we're talking about a very small percentage of the population that started out playing sports, all right? And then of those, you know, a few will go on to be professional athletes. And of those, some will sit the bench and some will go on, you know, to win a Heisman Trophy or whatever it is. And again, it's a natural ability and also a lot of practice and discipline and dedication to it. So there's more to it than just whether or not you're born with it. And it can be developed. There are quite a few people who very much enjoy playing sports all of their life. And it's because they took the time to develop that. And they have neither the interest or maybe the ability to become professional. It's not their dream, but they enjoy very much playing sports and or playing music, whatever it is. Again, of the musicians, there are very few who become concert pianists or symphony playing musicians. Of the population who started out playing an instrument or playing music. And so, you know, put it in perspective. Yes, those who are going to be best are born with the gift. There's no question about that. But that does not mean it can't be learned. And that is really so important, because learning to develop your gifts of the spirit gives you so much insight into who you are. And it's like Deepak Chopra said, you know, in his book, How to Know God, you really can't ever know God. All you'll find, you're looking to find God, and all you'll find is yourself. But that's okay, because once you find yourself, you'll know what God is, because it isn't you. And so through that process itself of gaining the self-insight, self-development, learning to understand what kind of an instrument we are, what kind of a medium we are. Are we paint? Are we music? You know, what kind of medium is fair playing with when we receive the information? Some people will hear music. Some people will see visions. You know, what is it and how are we wired? And how is it that we receive that information, the who, what, where, why of it? And learning to understand ourselves, which is truly the basis of spiritual development. Because the more we understand who we are and why we do what we do, we question our own motives and not other people's. Paying attention to what's going on with us, where we register things, and why we register, we can learn then to register it elsewhere and see what that's like. And this is all about growth and development, learning to stretch, and learning to have a bigger expression of ourselves. And so like any other self-development modality, you know, learning to develop your intuition or mediumship will give you great insight into who and how you are. And that in itself is priceless. And you may really enjoy learning to be in the flow so that you learn how to bypass your left brain and not get caught in the thoughts, the basis of meditation, to transcend what we think so that we can know. And all of these bring great peace, great development, emotional intelligence, spiritual development to us. And so there's value in doing it, whether or not we go on to become professional mediums. Personally, I became a professional medium because my experience with my first teacher, when she brought through my brother that she did not know I had, dead or alive, and the evidence she brought that I knew it was him, was so profoundly healing in that moment. And I realized that there was nothing else in the world that could have brought that healing to me, and it was just what I needed. And because of that, I understood that if I also had the gift, that I owed it to the world, to those people needing that healing, and nothing else can touch it. If I could, then I would. And I said to Spirit, I'm willing to work for you. If you'll have me, I'm willing to do this, because so few people can, really, when we're looking at the entire population. And again, we have people with different niches and different strengths within it, much like you have wide receivers or quarterbacks or centers or forwards or guards or piccolos, flutes, drums, percussion, all different instruments, all different ways of expressing. So Spirit needs as many of us as there are, because one person won't meet all needs. And, you know, we're not obligated, but it really is a dedication. We dedicate, for those of us who are professional mediums, we have dedicated our life to serving Spirit. And with that comes a great responsibility. And so you have to be willing to do that as well. And there aren't a lot of people who want to. It's a very different way of life, especially at times. And, you know, it requires that you have quite a capacity for holding space and for having done your own work, that you can go to the feelings and hold that for other people who are experiencing them in the present moment. They need someone who can hold that space as well as communicate with the other worlds. And so, you know, priceless to do our own development, personal growth and development. It's one of the things I loved about the program. I went through Fellowships of the Spirit, School of Spiritual Healing and Prophecy. It's a personal growth. You know by the time you're ordained, you've done the work, and that you know that you know. And so when people come knocking or questioning, as in our culture they do, challenging things about you, when you publicly disclose that you're doing this professionally to help people, it isn't a question. It's not up for discussion. It is. It just is. And that is a priceless place to be. So you're listening to Media Monday on Lillydale Blog Talk Radio, or maybe you're watching it on Facebook Live at Rev Sharon Hill, 4th Street Media. Whichever way, listening or watching to the show, thank you for tuning in, for watching or listening, and thank you for calling in. We will be taking live callers shortly. I'd just like to mention that right now, Lillydale is in their summer season, and there are many opportunities for those of you who are working with your intuition to develop your intuition, to learn that language, to establish your own dictionary and vocabulary so you understand the meaning of things, to help you understand, have another way, another resource of data that you can look at when you're considering things. Priceless, and many opportunities to learn. If you're looking for healing, or maybe you are a healer and you'd like to add some tools to your box, then you can check out the catalog, lillydaleassembly.org. And if you're a medium, there are many opportunities in the summer season to take classes with very professional, well-developed mediums, all teaching their little specialty, offering you different tricks, tips, and trades. So I invite you to check that out at lillydaleassembly.org. For those of you who are following me, you can check out my website, revsharonhill.com, and you will find I have two workshops this summer in Lillydale that I will be presenting. And the first one is coming up at the end of the week, Saturday. It is in tuning the year ahead, and many of you have joined in on that. We'll be looking at the next 6 months and looking to see what our intuition is retrieving for those 6 months. We'll be calling the future into the present moment and seeing what's there for us. And then over time, you can see the meaning of some of the signs, symbols, and messages you're getting, as well as seeing how much you actually knew well ahead of the curve that you didn't know. Remember, we're dealing with the other than consciousness when we're doing this work. And so that is a priceless piece of it. We're actually bypassing the rational, literal mind to collect and understand all of the information that is there without it. So it's never, the truth is never what you think you know. The truth is just what you know. And learning to understand and distinguish that difference, you know, is so priceless. So for those of you who are interested in signing up for that workshop and tuning the year ahead, go to my website. But really the sign up is through Lillydale, and it's lillydaleassembly.org. In the search bar, type in my name, it'll come right up. You can click on that, it'll take you right to the page where you can register. So I invite you to do that, and that will be doing it both live and via Zoom. So if you're not able to join in person for whatever reason, you will be able to join online via Zoom. And I encourage you to do that. The other workshop I have is in September 1st, Wednesday, and it's a full-day workshop, The Developing Medium. And we look at where you are in your development from zero to advanced, doesn't matter. And we look at where you need to go and opportunities to advance you to the next place. So it's a very interesting, very interactive, a lot like coaching. I think you'd love it if you're interested in learning about your mediumship development. You can check that out. Again, lillydaleassembly.org. Type my name, Sharon Hill, in the search bar, and it'll take you to the page where you can sign up, register for that workshop. All right. So I think that's about it. Now we have the disclaimer here, of course, that I have to say every time. Those of you on Facebook, No one will be contacting you offering you a reading. If you get a message that says private message me for reading, please know that you're being scammed. In no way is anyone affiliated with this radio show, Lilydale Radio, Sharon Hill, or Lilydale Assembly. Those are people trying to fish and snag you over to their sites. So please be aware of that. And in no way do we support or endorse anyone who will be contacting you. So I'll just let you know you're being scammed. So pay attention and don't fall for that trick. All right. I think that's all that I need to say on my part. And we are ready to take live callers for the call-in number. The call-in number, again, if you would like a spot reading or ask a question, 818-739-8818. 818-739-8818. And today, for our first caller, I'd like to speak to telephone number ending in 1470. 1470, who am I speaking with?
Greetings, this is David.
David?
Yes.
Hi, David, where are you from?
I'm in California. I like your crocodile voice. It goes with the whole, like, the medium thing. It works.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping it comes back, but thank you. I'm glad you can understand.
Hopefully you're not in pain.
I'm not in pain, so thank you for that.
Good. We actually talked a while back, and I think that I finally figured out someone that you had made contact with. So my general question is that I'm having a hard time being human. I'm no longer enjoying the experience. And I'm wondering if anyone has anything to say about that, like if I'm doing something wrong, because in my meditations, I'm being told it's part of my process and I'm fine. But I'm really not enjoying being in a body anymore. And the person that when I talked to you a while back that you were referring to, I think it was a roommate in college named John.
Okay. Well, you were able to, on further reflection, discern who that was for you. And
It could be him. I mean, we weren't super close. I thought it would be interesting. I mean, I do know that he has passed, so it would be interesting if it was him. I don't think I made a big impression on this person, but and he was actually kind of famous, so it's kind of weird. But
hey, would you understand that? Were you smoking pot with your college roommate?
Pot, probably, but he actually was the first person that taught me how to do cocaine.
Okay, because I'm seeing drugs here, all right? So I'm just going to say that. And I'm seeing that is the connection that the two of you had. Altered states of consciousness was your connection. So you understand that. Drugs take us to altered states of consciousness. So does spiritual development. Takes us to altered states of consciousness. So when you're saying that you don't like being human anymore, you're not enjoying it, it means that you're not enjoying the presence of being in a physical body, and that you would prefer to be in altered states of consciousness versus the common consciousness of everyday living. And very practically, meditation will help that. Transcendental meditation, because what you're saying is you only prefer altered states of consciousness. All right? I am not seeing, and who I have here actually, I have a lady, a guide, and a guide, and they're showing me that you're not in a lot of physical pain.
No, not at all.
You just don't like being limited.
Yeah, I'm bored. I've run out of things to do.
Okay. Well, then, you know, going out of your body is not the solution, because you'll get further away from who you are. Coming back into it is. And what they're showing me might be helpful for you is getting body work done. I know with COVID, we had to curtail a lot of that. But have you ever had a massage?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I went to massage school myself, and yes, I absolutely. I'm very connected to my body. I work out. I do yoga at home. I mean, phenomenal physical condition for my age.
Okay. I'm not talking
I have like 8% body fat.
Not talking about your physical condition, but when your body becomes work or goal, I mean, enjoying the experience of being is what we're really talking about.
Right. Right. Okay. But I can exercise and I can meditate and I can do all my, I can be very grounded and centered in my body, and I can actually find complete contentment, but what happens is it makes me not want to go out in the world and deal with all the craziness. And that's not, I'm not talking about COVID, I'm just talking about society in general. So I am completely cut off from the world, and I'm not, it's fine. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I can do it financially, but I just don't want to participate.
And then you'll be talking about developing compassion for others. It's only but for the grace of God go I. And so when we judge the world, that's what we feel, the energy of judgment. There's no satisfaction whatever in that, no joy. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So, and I know that it probably isn't what you want to hear. I'm going to bring this lady through here. She's the mom for the family. She feels like her grandmother to me. She had nice hair. She liked having her hair done, and she had a signature style back kind of in the Leave It to Beaver days, maybe. Back in the days of the real greats in film, about shoulder length and a nice wave. And she comes through, and she's calling you Davy, actually. And she's bringing cookies. And I think, would you understand your mom being a bit hard on you growing up?
Well, in the case of sexual abuse, yes.
Okay. And that your grandma was not hard on you. Do you understand that?
No, my grandmother was aware of what was going on and did nothing.
Did nothing. Just give you cookies to appease you. Okay. So I'm getting this reference, and I think that, so she's like trying to, bribe you into feeling good, which means denying the truth, right? Okay. So for you, you know, I'm not sure that all of that is completely healed so that you're actually able to feel the joy in the things that you do. Like, what is your joy indicator on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's non-existent. I mean,
right.
It's not, I'm actually a very positive person. I'm very kind. I'm very generous. I give money to people. I've paid people's rent. I mean, I'm incredibly generous and kind. I don't raise my voice in public. That isn't my problem, but I've done it all. I've lived in New York. I've lived in L.A. I've met famous people. I've had sex with famous people. I've done it all. I've been up and down and left and right. I've lived in the woods. I've lived on the beach. I've done it all. And none of it inspires me anymore. I mean, I want to be at home. I want to be back home with my creator, whoever that is, wherever that is. I don't want to be here. But I'm not willing to kill myself.
Right. You just don't have any joy. So ask yourself, what would bring you joy? You're saying nothing. It may be something very simple.
Right. But I mean, I spend all of my time alone in self-reflection. So, I mean, I know myself inside and out. I mean, it's not like that. I've never asked this. I've been asking myself this for 35, 40 years.
Okay. Can you think of any time in your life when you felt joy?
Well, I mean, I think everyone has a different barometer, but there have been moments, there have been experiences, there have been times, yes, that I have.
So go to one of those places. Go to a memory that you felt joy.
Okay.
And feel that again right now through the memory.
Right. Right.
And then
allow
that to increase.
Right.
And nothing else is required.
I'm sorry?
And nothing else is required. If we focus on how dissatisfied we are because we've done everything, and I'm not saying you haven't. Actually, you show up as being very developed, okay? And in all the things that you've done, you're not feeling joy now, all right? So the doing isn't what it is. It's the being and the feeling of the essence of it and returning to that feeling state rather than thinking there's something else to do or not do, right? I'd encourage you to get professional help. And I know that isn't probably what you want to hear either, but I think that and what they're showing me, I don't see that you actually define your life in terms of feeling joy. You may feel good.
No, absolutely, I don't. Not at all. Not at all. This is not new to me. I know this. Absolutely.
So I would like to see you work with someone who can help you answer those questions that I'm so sad no one's ever asked or cared enough about you to ask.
Okay.
I wish you the very best. Call back
all right,
again when you know how you're doing, will you?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless. Okay, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 4757, 4757, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Christiana?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
I'm in Minnesota. Did you have a question?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually spoke to someone early this morning, and she told me that someone had put black magic on me and that she was going to help me, like, remove it and help me to release this person. Was she scamming me?
Yeah, rubbish. Rubbish. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that you're asking answers your question.
Yeah.
Rubbish. X her from your life immediately and pray for her. God bless her. Right?
Yeah, I on the website I asked for a refund, so hopefully they'll give it to me.
Yeah, they should. Rubbish.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
I can't believe I let myself get sucked into that.
You know, sometimes it's like love. We either learn through love or we learn through the absence of it, but either way we learn it. So you won't need that lesson again. This is why, and if you're looking for someone reputable, please, this is why I'm a Lilydale medium. Please go places where they have the reputation, where they vet their mediums and their psychics so that you know that you're not being scammed, all right? Go on Lilydale's website. There's a whole list in the back of the catalog. All people who've been tested and vetted, who practice ethically, and who have the gift, all right?
Okay.
And I wish better for you next time. And wow, what a powerful lesson. And how important it is not to take that on because somebody said. Right? Okay.
Well, thank you for the reading.
Thank you for calling in and thank you for sharing that. I'm sure that you just helped an awful lot of people today. Thank you. And God bless.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Our next call, our telephone number ending in telephone number ending in 0055.
Hello. My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne from where?
Maryland.
Suzanne from Maryland, and how can I help you today?
Thank you. I would like to know if you have any messages from my spirit guide or family, either one.
I'm seeing you like to cook, actually, when you have some
yep.
free time. You like to cook, and you like things that
yep.
have a lot of ingredients. So we're always
yep.
mixing up good tasting, and you have the patience of Job when you do it, and that you like developing all the flavors. And I have a lady here, spirit guide, in the family who you take after. I think she did it more out of necessity. You do it more out of enjoyment. But I think you learned a lot from her. She looks like she's
yeah.
two generations. As if that'd be your grandma, right? And she comes through and she's smiling. She says she loves when you have time to yourself because you think about all your people and you take the time to make good things. And right now you've been given like a little reprieve in life where you've got some free time more than usual. And she's showing me and listening. Yeah. She's also talking about, and would you understand, I feel as if I have a vacation property somewhere. Was that in the family, please, or are you there now?
I don't have one, but we're getting ready to go on vacation.
Okay.
And it's something that we do all the time. It's not a place that we own, but we always do the same vacation.
Go there all the time. And it's by the water, please.
Yes.
Okay.
To the beach.
She's showing this to me. And I feel that you're looking forward to more leisure time, okay? And that feels
uh-huh.
really good. She's showing me, you know, being at the water's edge, all right? And
she's showing you what?
Being at the water, like you by the
oh.
water, by the water,
uh-huh.
by the beach, underwater, by the water, and that just how much that soothes your soul. So
yeah.
you're already in that mode, looking forward to it. And she's showing you driving, please, driving.
Mm-hmm.
And she's showing your car all packed up, stuff,
uh-huh.
and taking everyone in the dog for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And she goes, like you stuff everything in this, and then you go. And then you have this nice 14 to 17 day trip. So they're just giving you a lot of love. Actually, she's giving you a lot of love. And I'm happy that you're able to enjoy life. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So know that they're with you in your travels. I have a grandfather here as well, comes through on the other
oh, wow.
side, or possibly your husband's dad. You have your father-in-law in spirit, please. He had beautiful gray hair. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And another
beautiful gray hair would probably be my grandfather.
Your grandfather, okay. I think I have two gentlemen here. I think I'm hearing
okay.
one, seeing one. Your grandfather, was he average build on the thinner side, a little tall?
He was very athletic. Yeah.
And I'm seeing as well, keep talking about your husband's dad. Was he hard of hearing or have an issue with his ear or hearing? And
oh, that I don't know.
Ask. Yeah, you can ask him. All right. They're just, you've got a whole family here waiting to go with you on vacation there. That's what's going on.
Oh, good.
Everybody's going to be there. And don't let your husband put the fish hooks. Don't let him bait the hooks. Like the
fuck. Okay. I'm not even taking him.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right. No.
We're going to leave him at home.
Okay. All right. So after they're showing no bait on the hooks, that must be why. So I think that
okay.
he'll have plenty of company, and so will you. Spirits are all right. Thank you so much. Celebrate your enjoyment, really. That's great.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily the Avalon Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cell phone number ending in, we have a 7877. Nope. 6979-6979.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much. Hi, this is Donna. I'm in California.
Donna from California, and how can I help you?
Yeah, not too long ago, I was sitting up in my bed. I was fully awake, and I felt like I saw a tunnel coming through, but there was a man swirling in the tunnel, and he had all these robes on and all. And then I was able to see him perfectly. He was absolutely beautiful. He didn't have a beard, but he was in all these robes like, and I felt this enormous joy in my heart. I was just beaming, and I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want him to disappear, but I felt the royalty there too. It was marvelous. And then after, I don't know how long, but he disappeared, and I wanted to know why did he come to visit me? Is he bringing me good, some good information or something?
They're showing me that it's a guide. So you're in a new place. You're entering a new phase of life and a new pinnacle. You have a new guide.
Okay. Do you see someone coming into my life like a companion relationship, please?
I think if you focus on your life and your spirit, that which you're attracting will come right to you. So rather than focusing on a relationship, which actually pushes away, like, you know, if a beach ball, you see it in the water, you go swimming after it. Every time you reach for it, it goes out further. So you're going after it. What you have to do is enjoy the scene, feel the weather, enjoy the sun on your shoulders, walk along the shore in the direction that current's going. And it'll come right to you, all right?
Oh, wonderful. I'll do that. Any messages from my mom, Anne? Anne, is her name?
Yeah, I'm not getting her by her name, but she's saying like a tinkle, twinkle, twinkle, something like that. Did she used to say something really weird all the time?
Was she what? Weird?
Did she used to say something weird all the time?
She says things. Yeah, she would say
weird
things. Get off the pot, and she'd have all these little sayings that she
Things. Yeah. I'm just saying that so we know it's her, because she's coming through saying the little weird thing. And, you know, that was her way of kind of like pricking the field, but you know you can't miss her, right? Boom. Just precious little gems. Boom. She's just smiling at you, dear. She's just smiling.
Aww.
And she's showing me, I see a blue blanket. She's talking about the care of a man. Did you care for a blind man? Thank you. She's showing this to me and just how healing that is. And she's proud of you. All right.
Aww. Yeah, he had said to me about a couple weeks ago that he was going to leave me in his will. He doesn't have any kids. I feel very grateful for that. But will he follow through with that? Because I had someone say that to me once, and then he never forgot to follow through, and I got nothing. Oh, my gosh.
And
will
think
this man follow through?
You can't be connected to whether he does or not.
Oh.
Okay. Meaning you won't allow a promise to get in the way of your truth. Kind of like dangling a carrot. You don't need one. You're there. You show up for your own spirit.
Well, I do. I'm there all the time. I bring a lot of joy to his life. But it's just when somebody says that to you, you kind of, you have little hopes.
Right, but you have to remember to continue giving freely with no expectation.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. But it's just kind of nice.
As soon as you get caught in that, then things get weird, all right? You, again, like the beach ball, you might actually push it away. Let it come to you. All right.
I'll let everything.
Right.
Everything come to me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday.
Okay.
We may stop just a bit early today. So please forgive me. My voice is getting a little bit tired here. Telephone number ending in 2574. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kimberly from Georgia. How are you?
Kimberly from Georgia. Hi, Kimberly from Georgia. What's your question?
My question is about career. I've been searching for a new position all summer, and it looks like that I'm going back to the same school that I was working at, but I found out, I talked to the principal today, I found out that there is an opening, and I spoke to her about it, but not sure if I'm going to get that. I just want to know how to navigate this situation, because, I mean, I know that I'm supposed to be detached from an outcome, but I just thought I was going to be leaving, but it doesn't look like I am.
You're a teacher, please. You're a teacher.
Yes.
I feel that you're working in a public school system right now. They're actually showing you in a parochial system. Do you work in a parochial system now?
I work in a public school system. I teach high school.
Okay. I'm actually seeing you. If you're going to make a change along the teaching line, I see you going from public to private.
My thing is that I want to advance, be an instructional coach or a coordinator. Okay. I no longer desire to be in the classroom anymore.
And what I'm saying is I don't see you in a public system.
Oh, okay.
I see you in a private school system rather than a public system. So there's the shift you're looking for.
Okay.
All right. And then I do see a lot of opportunity coming for you.
Okay.
Whether it's parochial or charter, I think you're looking in the wrong, we want to look at private schools, all right?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Talk Radio. All right, we'll take one more. And let's see. We're going to say 8241. Who am I speaking with, please? Telephone number and ending in 8241. Who am I speaking with? All right. Telephone number ending in 5719. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Dana.
Dana, and where are you calling from?
From New York.
Dana, from New York. How can I help you?
Good. I feel like I won the lottery. I have my first time listening and calling. I have a question about my kids and their future career paths.
I'm not
sure where they're headed and, you know, what's in store for them.
When you say they're showing me two, one boy and one girl.
Correct.
Right. I'm on a delicate line here because if you know or have listened before, or I can't give you someone else's reading. I understand your mom concerned about kids. One of them is two.
My daughter is sitting here. I can have her speak with you.
What I'm saying is one of them is too young to even say where they're going, all right? And
okay.
The other one has decisions to make right now, right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Yes, for my son, yeah.
Yeah, and what they're showing me is he knows what decision to make. Is he looking at school or work, please?
He is looking, well, to continue his education and also a choice between teaching in school and a position with New York State in the DEC policing unit.
Okay. I'm actually seeing him. Wow. Is his father in finance, please? His mother's in finance, thanks.
Yeah, that's me.
Did you want him to go into finance and he didn't?
No.
No,
no, I
okay.
don't see him doing that ever. No.
Okay, because I have this, I have a reference here for finance. I think he's looking at it from a professional and financial standpoint, as well as
mm-hmm.
he really is good at considering his options. I don't see any wrong
mm-hmm.
choice here. I just see two different
okay.
ways, two very different paths. Neither one is negative for him, so I'll let you know that. They'll just afford him very different experiences, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do see him, if he chooses the one of teaching, I see him getting a little bit stuck. He will be more limited,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the upside is it's safer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now as things are anyway, and now...
Yeah.
But I see that it'd be capped off. So if he wants to start a family right away, that would be a good choice. But I see if he develops professionally in the other choice, that his career may develop at the cost of relationship. All right. So
mm-hmm.
he's got all the pros and cons. I see both
right.
your kids. Both your kids are absolutely awesome. I also
mm-hmm.
see your son with a German Shepherd. Is he interested in working with the animal unit, canine?
You know, that I'm not sure of. I know my daughter has often spoken about having, like, a pet sanctuary. And one of the fields, the choices of her career, she feels that she may be not safe and often said that she would want to get a German Shepherd to protect herself.
Okay, I'm seeing the German Shepherd actually with your son in the canine
mm-hmm.
unit, not seeing an animal sanctuary.
Yeah.
And your daughter's
okay.
going to be redirected. I would be, you know, we don't want your daughter to make a severe career choice right now. Just get
mm-hmm.
some experience and see what feels right over time, because I see that she doesn't have all the information she needs yet. Right?
Okay.
And they're
okay.
both doing fine. You have amazing kids. No worries.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
and
I think so too. Thank you.
Very respectful. And it looks like they learned that from their dad's mom.
Yeah, I can see that too.
All right. A lot of love from her.
Okay.
It's very, all right.
Oh, you better believe it.
All right. Thanks for calling
okay.
in.
Thank you.
To Lily the Unwalked.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. And that's it, folks. We're stopping the show. It's 12:54. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Thanks for your patience with my voice as it gets stronger every day. And I want to thank you for calling in, all the callers. I see there are a number we didn't get to. Please try again next Monday, every Monday at noon on Facebook Live, RevSharonHealing.com. All right, Rev Sharon Hill for Street Medium, for the Facebook page, website, RevSharonHill.com. And please check out all the offerings so that you can grow spiritually and develop your wonderful insight and gifts of the Spirit. LilyDaleAssembly.org, check it out. And you will find, I'm sure, something for you. You know, many things offered via Zoom. Check it out. Thanks for listening, and I'll see and hear from everyone next week. All right. Take good care.